Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
We're told by Jesus in the parable of the 10 virgins that the last days will be characterized by God's people falling asleep while the bridegroom is delayed. That sleep is not on a comfortable pillow-top mattress. It's being asleep in the world. It is being distracted from the things of God by all the pursuits of the world. So our modern culture, with all of its captivating in-home entertainment, its obsession with money and things and sports, has a hideous side to it. A side that makes us forget that our earthly life is only moments long, but eternity is forever. Many are fast asleep in the world today, and we're going to talk about how to wake up and be on the alert so that when Jesus comes, we will enter into the wedding feast with Him. Stay tuned on Skies Revival Radio for our message today called The Road Trip. I want you to picture riding down the road at 2 a.m. by yourself, driving to meet the one you love. As the night wears on, your eyelids start to drift down and you are startled awake by your head bobbing. So you try to focus a little harder on the road. You decide to take a break, get a good meal. You stop at a roadside diner and decide on a huge chicken dinner with all the sides. After finishing that off, along with the diner's specialty, apple pie a la mode, you head back out to the open road. As your great dinner begins to digest, not surprisingly, you start to get drowsy again. Meanwhile, you have the radio turned on a station that's playing pleasant hypnotic music. It's so captivating that it's almost disorienting. It fills the car with an irresistible urge to fall asleep. You've also turned down the dashboard lights so they won't shine so brightly in your eyes. And you notice that there is no one on the road at that hour, so there are no lights whatever to disturb you. Besides this, you've brought some wonderful aromatherapy incense with you, which you light and put in the ashtray. You just love the fragrance as it makes a heavy cloud of perfume. Last but not least, your back is starting to bother you from all the driving. So you reach into the back seat and pull out a special pillow designed to make you quite comfortable while you drive. Now you're set to drive all night. Given those conditions, it is almost certain that you will not make it safely to your destination. Now, it may seem absurd when we look at that picture, but that is exactly what we are doing right now as we are driving toward our destination of meeting Jesus. We have a long way to go, so we prepare ourselves with all the comforts necessary to make the trip as enjoyable as possible. We have the radio going nicely in the background, which helps us to forget how long the trip is. We stop often for a huge, truly delicious breakfast, lunch, and dinner as we continue on our way. We have thought of everything for this trip. We have a little computer screen mounted so we can constantly monitor the internet. We have a headset to listen to our favorite music and to talk to our friends. We have spared no expense and pleasure because, after all, it is a long trip. In fact, we are so comfortable, sometimes it doesn't even feel like we're going anywhere. As the hour gets later, it gets darker and darker. Meanwhile, outside there are danger signs posted and detour signs. We fly right past the first set of warnings. We continue with no worries or concerns. While we pass the second warning, we are rummaging through our extensive music collection and miss it. In the pleasure of driving with the music going and the computer on and a phone call on the headset, we go right through the final barrier and crash in a fiery ball. This is not a very pleasant picture, but it is a road that many of us are on. While we are busy with our distractions, we are missing some very important road signs. If we happen to see any lights, that would be any scripture or sermon, for example, that makes us uncomfortable. We complain that they are too bright and we turn them off. We have anything and everything that can possibly distract us from the job at hand surrounding us on all sides. Every gadget, gizmo, electronic toy, earthly comfort, and worldly pleasure we have packed right in with us. Unfortunately, like the person in our story, we will have a very slim chance of making it safely to our destination, which is to meet the bridegroom. But those who are intent on staying awake conduct themselves in a much different fashion than the one in this story, and thereby they save their own lives and safely meet their loved one. Instead of surrounding themselves with all the bodily comforts which will inevitably lead to drowsiness, they purposefully engage in activities that will make the body uncomfortable. They buffet their physical body, as the Apostle Paul calls it, in order to stay awake and alert. Rather than listening to spiritually sleep-inducing music, they turn it off, begin to sing out loud the psalms and hymns, spiritual songs that will cause their spirit to wake up. Does that sound too drastic to you? Well, your life is at stake. The things that lull your spiritual senses to sleep will not only cause you to go off the road and be killed, but will cause you to plunge right over the cliff into the abyss of hell. Just consider how serious the statement is that Jesus makes when he says, the remainder of the virgins are barred from entering the marriage feast. These are people that started out to follow the Lord. They are not wicked sinners. These could be good-hearted Christian people that have been entertained to death. While they drive on toward the destination of meeting Jesus, their only issue is that they are distracted by all the world's entertainment, and it makes them sleepy to the things of God. What a horrible way to end a promising beginning. So as the hour gets later, we must resort to more and more drastic measures to keep our eyes on the road. Turn the music off. Turn the computer off. Open the windows all the way. Sing out loud. Get rid of the cushy pillows. Don't fill yourself with fine food and alcohol. Keep your eyes wide open. Do whatever it takes to make yourself uncomfortable. I love the example of the evangelist George Whitefield. His method of keeping spiritually alert was to sleep on top of the ship deck instead of in a soft berth. Remember, the goal is to arrive safely. So we see that despite our good intentions, the great trial of the last days will be spiritual alertness in the midst of many distractions that will lull us to sleep spiritually. Jesus gives us insight into the various distractions that can cause us to leave the road. In Matthew chapter 13, he tells us the parable of the seed being sown in different types of soil. It is a lesson which shows how potentially good seed can become ultimately worthless simply by allowing the worldly distractions to choke it out. Assuming that everyone knows this parable, and if not, read it in Matthew 13, 3 through 30. We're going to focus on the third type of soil, the seed that fell among the thorns. This soil represents good seed that fell on essentially good soil. That means he is addressing those who are Christians and even have a love for God. The only problem is that there are thorns among the seeds. These thorns cause the seed to become unfruitful. Quote, and the one on whom seed was sown among thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Here, Jesus clearly shows us the temptations that will cause deadness. They are simply all the common pressures and distractions of daily life, and the deceitfulness of riches. It is interesting to note that we currently live in an age that is obsessed with riches. It may seem normal to us who live in this day and age, but it is hard to find a period in history which has so totally abandoned true values for the sake of money. We now promote music and movies on the basis of only one criteria. If it sells, it's good. If it doesn't, it's bad. The moral content is not even considered. So top executives sell the souls of their very own children for the sake of making money. Because we live in the world, we are constantly tempted to worry about all that the world worries about. Investments, percentage points, etc. But we are to be in the world, but not of the world. We are to be good and wise stewards, but we're managing God's money, not ours. There's a big difference. If we think of it as our money, we will fall into the snare mentioned in this parable. We will be drawn away by the deceitfulness of riches. Rather, we are to do as Paul urges us in Corinthians, and that is to handle the world as though we handled it not. That means keeping an arm's length away from the entanglements of the pursuit of money. Money is to live. We don't live for money. We must be separated from the world's mentality, reserving our love and affection not for pagan idols of gold or silver, but for the living God. The other thorns mentioned by Jesus are also very important to consider. He says the fruit will be choked out by the worries and anxieties of life. And this addresses a whole separate matter. For young people or those who have jobs which allow for leisure time, the greatest soul-killing distractions are electronic games and entertainment. But for those who live with the harsh realities of life, it's a whole different story. Many a working mother or single parent has no time to worry about the sinfulness of their pastimes. They don't have any pastimes. They work from the moment they wake up until they collapse into bed at night. Their days are filled with demands and pressures, and they often feel they're sinking into a hopeless bog of quicksand. No, they don't worry about too much entertainment. They are sacrificing every moment of their life for the sake of providing food and shelter for their family. As hard as this might sound, the devil actually doesn't care how he distracts us as long as he does distract us. That means he can use drugs and alcohol to sidetrack young people, entertainment to anesthetize the churchgoers, and for those who are hardworking and responsible, he can use their own responsibility against them. To show the effectiveness of this ploy, just consider how many hard-pressed mothers forsake going to church or studying the Bible because they're too busy. There simply isn't enough time. And so the worries and anxieties of this life choke out the seed and it becomes unfruitful. It doesn't grow. There's no watering of the seed. There's no weeding. There's no tending the seed of the kingdom that's been planted in their heart. And the devil doesn't care if it's hard work that keeps you away from a close relationship with God. We are all in the same danger. We are all faced with distractions that cause us to forget God. For working mothers, I say this: God loves your determination to do the right thing by caring for your family. His heart is for you because he sees the struggles you go through. He is also mindful of your frame, that you are very often overcome by waves of anxiety. He intimately cares about the difficulties of your life. But let's heed the admonition which he gave to Martha. While he was teaching at her home, Martha came up to him and complained that there was so much to do. Her sister Mary was listening to the words of Jesus and because of that was not helping out. Jesus gently rebuked Martha for her busyness and said that Mary had chosen the better part. That means no matter how pressing the concerns are around you, Jesus is also telling you to choose the better part. Setting aside time to be with the great lover of your soul will do far more to settle your family affairs than all your hectic rushing. Putting God first in your life, making time for church, fellowship, Bible study, will put all of God's great resources on your side. He will help you. We're going to continue in this vein again in the next lesson, where we're going to cover Jesus' words about the last days being just like the days of Noah and just like the days of Lot. We have so much to learn from these lessons that come from our Savior's mouth directly. So we look forward to joining you next lesson to cover these things. And in the meantime, let us think clearly and let us ask the Lord to point out the things in our lives that are distracting us from the narrow road that leads to life. That the Holy Spirit would point out where we are falling asleep in the world, where we are full of distractions that keep us from seeking the Lord as we should. And then bring them to the Lord and ask His forgiveness and ask Him to help you to overcome these things and to start seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. If you pray sincerely, He will so honor that prayer and He will begin to nurture that seed of revival that is in your soul that is being planted. May the Lord bless you this week as you examine your heart and as you press toward that goal, setting your face like flint for the new Jerusalem. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to visit skiesrevivalradio.com, where you'll find many encouraging resources, including the first book of our Revival Begins With You series. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door into Radiant Life, and is available in hard copy or download. You'll also find Celtic Revival music CD and other uplifting materials there. We look forward to getting together with you again next week.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they are supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Skies Celtic Revival CD, which is available on the Sky Family website or on iTunes.
Let us wait together with a firm expectancy. Let us strengthen one another to a life of purity. Holding fast the word of life that in our hearts.